It's a sad story we hear in the gospel. A king who's drunk, and because of the effect of the wine, makes promises, and then he regrets making the promise. There's envy and viciousness here of the women who don't like John the Baptist because he told the truth, that Herod's marriage was against the Mosaic law. But it's not the end of the story, because as we know, John the Baptist did his job. He was the forerunner for Christ. He was the forerunner. He was not Christ. And then Christ came and died on the cross, rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, brought John the Baptist back to life with him and all who had died in faith before Christ was born. The saints we celebrate today, it's the same story. If you read the story of the saints of Japan, the martyrs of Nagasaki, that's why when the atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, a lot of people said, why did they have to pick the most Christian city in Japan to do it? Just as an aside. So many Christians, many Catholics, convents, churches, Catholic schools were also destroyed the day the atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki. But 400 years ago, when the Catholic faith first came to Japan, it started to spread. And it aroused the opposition of the Japanese emperor and the warlords. So they ordered all Christians to be rounded up and executed. And today, we celebrate not just martyrdom of priests or nuns, but there were bakers, there were soldiers, there were artisans, there were servants, there were old people, there were even children were crucified on the hill overlooking Nagasaki. St. Paul Miki, we single him out because he was not a foreign missionary that came from Spain or the Philippines to bring the faith to Japan. He was a Japanese. He's the first Japanese martyr. He was a Jesuit, but he hadn't even gotten ordained yet. He was a seminarian. What I remember about his execution is his mother and father were standing there at the foot of his cross, watching their boy be crucified. And Paul Miki preached an eloquent sermon from that cross, which has been recorded. And he told his parents not to be sad, that he was proud to be Japanese, to be Christian, to be Catholic, and to die for his faith because it was true. And he proclaimed to everybody there watching his execution, as well as his parents, that he wouldn't tell a lie to any Japanese, that the Catholic faith was the true faith, that Jesus is the true Son of God. And after he said that, he was stabbed in the side with a spear and he died. Also, three altar boys were executed that day. Two of them were 15. The youngest one was 12. But it's not the end of the story. About 20 years ago, in Tokyo, a direct descendant of the warlord who ordered those persecutions in Japan, a direct descendant of that evil emperor, was ordained a Catholic priest in Tokyo Cathedral.